Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Doing okay on a Tuesday. Some unfortunate news that's greeting us this morning. Apparently, the police are investigating a homicide in Troy.
Yeah, that's right. It's city's second homicide of the year. This time, a female. They have not given the age, just that she could be a teen, could be an adult woman, was found with a gunshot wound in the head overnight near 111th Street and 4th Avenue. The death occurred overnight, as I said, although the exact time and age of the victim or her name are not yet disclosed by the police. A number of streets in the area, that's up in the Lansingburg section of Troy, are closed, and detectives are at the scene searching for clues and interviewing would-be witnesses. We have a reporter at the site. Story and the investigation are in their infancies. There's no words on arrests.
Close to home in Albany, former Bishop Howard Hubbard has had one accusation lodged against him and now a second.
Yeah, that's right. Former Bishop Howard Hubbard has been accused of sexual abuse in a second civil complaint. This one alleges that he and two other priests sexually assaulted a girl in a rectory of Immaculate Conception Church in Schenectady. The alleged incident took place in the late 70s. Now, the allegation is included in a lawsuit filed by a man who says he was abused by another priest, and that the allegation about Hubbard's conduct will prove that Hubbard, as bishop, was compromised and unable to govern the diocese he led for decades because of his own alleged involvement in some of these incidences. Hubbard was accused of abusing a teenage boy in a lawsuit that was filed last month in the opening days of the Crime Victims Act taking effect. Denies any allegations that he abused anyone. It sounds like at least one other lawsuit may be on the way, too, specific to this case with the girl against Hubbard that has not officially been filed yet.
Finally, a local sheriff says no problem getting a ghost gun online.
We had a story last week that sort of pulled the curtain back. Brendan Lyons in the story pulled the curtain back on this odd online phenomenon that's scary to a lot of people. State lawmakers are preparing legislation now to outlaw these ghost guns, which are basically firearms that can be mailed, partly assembled to skirt federal firearms laws, and then are assembled by whoever gets them. After the Times Union reported last week on the increased prevalence of the weapons in New York State and elsewhere, Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple bought one from an Arkansas outfit that insisted he purchase the weapon with bitcoins to limit traceability. Sheriff Apple says the weapon was bought by someone with a federal firearms license and then assembled by that person in less than an hour.
Some interesting stories today, certainly, in the Times Union. We've been speaking with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the paper. For more, head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.